Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Welcome in. It's the Jim Day Podcast. We've got Cy Young today.
At least I think he pitches like Cy Young.
It's Nick Lodolo. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It would help if the host would pot up your mic. Let's try that again. Nick Lodolo, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate your time. I'm going to start with this. What is it like to stand on the mound when you're feeling it 100% and you know if you're pitching like you want to, they have no chance. They've got no shot. Hit the ball.
You like to think that when you're up there.
I know. It isn't an absolute thing. But when you're on, it's sometimes close. Some of these swings are, it's fun to watch because when there's awkward swings going on, you know that there's some stuff going on. So
yeah, I mean, usually if you're getting some awkward swings, like you said, you're like, okay, I'm in a good spot. But yeah. Hey, I've been on both sides. Like I said, that thing, it can flip fast, and you know, Or you can keep rolling.
How about on the days where you're just dealing? What change? I mean, we've seen you filthy before, but when you came back this year in spring training, once you got going late, but once you got going, it just seems like your stuff went to another level. What did you change? Is there anything that you changed, or was it just refining?
Yeah, I think it's more refining stuff. I feel like I'm definitely smarter when I'm pitching. So I think that's going to just also lead to me being more consistent, which also, you know, like I said, my changeup is a pitch I can use now, where before it was kind of like, I'm going to sprinkle this in, and if I have feel for it today, I'll throw it.
Yeah.
You know, versus now I feel like I have a really good feel for it, and it's like, I actually use it. It's useful in there. Yeah. So the thing actually for me, that Deej and I talked about, through like spring and stuff is
Deej. I haven't heard that. That's DJ Derek Johnson. No, that's fine. I just want people to know who you're talking about. Give him credit. But I haven't heard Deej.
Yeah.
I like that.
DJ and I talk about, it's like more of like learning now where that fits in. You know, it's not just fastball slider. I got all three. So, and it's useful. It's not like I said, now I'm sprinkling in. So I think that's the biggest difference. But ever since I got back on the mound, I said, hey, I feel good, confident. And so, you know, just keep it rolling.
When you say you're smarter, what does that mean?
I think just like the way, of going about pitching, about like stuff playing off of previous pitches, knowing what I'm capable of that day and going to it and flying, like pitching is a lot of sequencing. So it's kind of like what I have that day and learning, like, okay, if I don't have this, at least right now in the beginning of the outing, I'm not going to keep just trying to like hammer it.
Yeah.
I can go somewhere else, and then, you know, maybe in an inning or two, it comes back. So I think it's something like that versus like, I'm so stuck to this and I have to do this to be successful.
Yeah.
It's having multiple ways to win.
What did you do with your changeup that now it is not just a show me pitch, it's an effective pitch?
It's really just, as crazy as it sounds, I got more comfortable with it not even throwing. Like last year, I sat there a ton with just like a ball in my hand and like getting comfortable with like the grip.
Is it a circle chain classic?
Yeah,
circle chains grip.
Kinda. It's more like a, I call it like a two seam changeup. But it just, like I said, I feel like I learned how to throw it without throwing.
Wow, that's amazing that you spent the time just holding a baseball and.
Yeah,
because like, the grip is obviously that's the starting point.
That's where you have to get comfortable. If the grip's not comfortable, the pitch isn't going to be any good.
Yeah, didn't think about that. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that's all those time on the boot and scooter on the couch just during the game.
when you look back at the boot and scooter days, and it was a long man, it was a long rehab, and it was one of those where
the
it's
dark
like.
Days.
It had. I mean, it was frustrating to cover it. I can't imagine being the dude that you know. It where they didn't know what was going on. It was no one's fault. You've said on the record, it was no one's fault.
No.
But it just kept lingering on and lingering on, and this didn't work, and this didn't work, and
yeah.
That when you look back now, what do you think?
It's just. I don't know. I feel like there was still maybe like a possibility of something I could have figured out.
Yeah.
You know, to get it right. But, you know, like I said, that's behind me now. We're here, so.
Yeah. You don't feel it on the mound?
No.
You don't?
I feel good.
Feel good?
That's
good. You know, but, at the end of spring training, when you came back, I said, well, we're beyond this. I'm not going to have to ask you about your leg. I just asked you about your leg.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
It's all right.
And I'll take your short answer as a hint of move on. Thank you very much. When you're this back foot slider, mm-hmm. which is, I can't believe how much it breaks. I mean, it is insane. It defies being a human. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, we've seen others in the game that have had breaking balls like that plenty, but it's elite. And the goal, I mean, people might not understand that the goal is actually to try to hit his back foot, which you've done several times, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, not I'll be honest
not,
with
not
you.
Not the outcome goal.
Not
but,
the outcome, but like... Yeah, I mean, it's just the nature of the pitch. Like, I'll be honest, when I'm throwing it, I'm not thinking about throwing it at his back foot.
Yeah.
Because it's naturally just going to kind of move that way. So, you know, it's like I said, someday it's true. Some days it moves more than others too, you know? I think it's something too for me. Like I said, the next step of that was also, you know, controlling that a little better, but being able to also be in the zone with it early in the count and then be able to go to swing and miss when I need to. I think, which is also, I'm doing a better job of right now that I need to keep doing, I think to also take that pitch to the next level, like the next step it needs to take.
What is it like when a dude swings at it, he misses, and it like hits his thigh?
See, you've had a few. You guys all like that. I don't like it.
You don't like that?
No, because if he doesn't swing, the guy gets the first, and everyone's like, he hit another guy, and I'm like, I know.
But that's the ultimate of fooling a guy. He swung and missed, and it hit him in the thigh.
Yeah, I mean, okay, like when it does happen, you're like, okay, like that must have, it was obviously good, like.
It's crazy good.
Yeah, but it's everyone says that in the data too. I'm like, guys, like I'd rather not hit him. I'd rather just throw it and he swing and miss without it hitting him.
Yeah.
But because there's plenty of times too where like I'll get where it's like the guy like almost like he's so close to check swinging, you know, and it hits him or something like that, and it's like you're right there. But it is what it is.
What's the hardest pitch in your repertoire to execute? We always talk about left-handers getting a fastball inside to a right-hander, which you seem to master. So
yeah, I think I do that pretty well. That's usually
which is really hard for some guys. Some guys can't even get it. Yeah. And when you miss, you're missing out over the plate. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's not a good spot to be.
Yeah, have you always been able to bust it in to righties?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I never really did until I would say midway through college that I really kind of just like buckled down on. That it was like, hey, this is doing this really makes you successful. So we need to do it regardless of like, hey, it says that this team or so-so handles the ball in well. Well, it's okay. Well, I still need to do that to be successful. And let's see if he can handle it from me. Like just because it says it on paper or something like that, you know, every look is different. One guy might come back to the dugout. I hear all the time, like, oh, like that ball's getting on you. Well, it doesn't seem, maybe some other guys, it's not getting on him, you know? So like every guy's different. But yeah, I mean, for me, that's definitely something that makes me successful. And I mean, there's no secret about that. You got to get in, which is also part of like just tunneling. So it makes my slider better.
Your teammates in the dugout obviously have to base most of your pitching on opposing batters. But in spring training, you have live BP sessions where you're facing your own guys. What is the feedback that you get from them? Do they give you the honest feedback? Because what they tell me is like crazy stuff. Like he's unhittable. I can't hit it. Like a right-handed batter says that a fastball coming in looks like it's going to hit him. They bail out, and all of a sudden it's right in the strikes.
Right there. Yeah, I mean, I definitely get feedback, and I feel like guys are definitely honest about it. You know, like you'll get some guys that kind of they'll move out of the way a little bit on like a heater in. Which kind of, you're like, okay, when they say that, you're like, that's definitely what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, and like they said, though, it's different guy to guy. Like, I can go from, I don't, give me John, for example.
India?
I can go to India.
He's the one that told me that I thought it was going to take my head off, and it's a strike.
So, like, John will give me something different than, like, if I go to, like, Stu, for example, and I face Stu. Or Steve-O, like every guy is seeing the ball a little different. So it's kind of, you got to ask all of them.
Yeah.
You know, unless there's like a specific pitch that you threw and you remember and you're like,
yeah,
I wonder what that looked like. Then it's, but overall, like if you're looking just for overall, it's like stuff throughout like at bats in there. Yeah.
This is crazy. I don't know if there is a next step because I'm serious. When you're on, you're as good as anyone in baseball right now. I don't care what anyone says, but what's the next step for you?
I think it's just consistency, honestly. Yeah. You know, I think that's for a lot of guys. Like when it's, I mean, pretty much any major league baseball player, if a pitcher goes out there and they got their stuff, they're going to succeed, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's the ones that make, that are great is they're just way more consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing with the hitter. So it's just getting to where every 5 days, you know, I'm the same guy, which I feel like I've put for the most part am. By no means am I saying I don't think that. I mean, you're obviously going to have some bumps in the road and stuff, but I think for me, it's, you know, getting there. And then, like I said, continuing to just refine, each pitch that I have to just take it to that little, that next step.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about with my slider. I think is, you know, is kind of the next thing for me. You're always going to be evolving and learning in the game. So I think when I look at it as like a broad spectrum, that's kind of what I look at. Because I'll be honest, my goal, like coming into spring and starting now, was just to get healthy and just pitch.
Right.
So now that like I'm doing that right now, it's kind of slowly starting to turn like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. You haven't thrown in a year. I don't have the same feeling and or necessarily the same adjustments that I did in my rookie year.
Yeah.
In 22. So, you know, like I said, finding those things out, whether it's DJ reminding me of things that, you know, that I used to do or little cues, are big because when you don't throw for a year, you forget things like that.
Like the trip to the mound in, where the heck were we?
San Diego.
Yeah, you walked the first two bat. You gave up a home run, what, the first guy?
Yeah.
Second pitch of the game. Then in the second inning, you walked two straight batters.
Yeah.
And he comes to the mound. And it was like a switch was flipped. That, and he noticed that you were, like, hurrying, right?
Yeah, which is definitely, like, something I could feel. But sometimes you just need to be told it, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, in the moment he slowed me down, everything. And also at that choice, you know, I kind of had to make a choice too. It was like sink or swim. You know, things could have went sideways or you're going to buckle down and get out of it. And I did. And like I said, the rest of the game I threw good. So yeah, I mean, it's like I said though, it's just adjustments like that. When you haven't thrown in a year,
yeah,
like sometimes you forget things. You get a little bit out of sync. You need someone to tell you.
Yeah.
You know. And yeah, I mean, whatever he said, I couldn't tell you exactly.
Well, you know, he says sometimes he goes out there just to give a guy a breather. Some there's you say nothing, maybe a joke to loosen him up. And then some are mechanical and very meaningful, and that was one. And he told me, he's like, when I go to the mound like that, I'm hoping that I can buy him one out. I had no idea that he was going to strike out the side from there. So it turned into, and then you went on to have a great outing. So that was the mound visit of all mound visits right there. Speaking of one of your breaking balls, did you tighten up? What do you have variations of?
No, I just, like I said, I think I have a better feel for it now of being able to, like I said, go in zone and out of the zone with it. So it's kind of, it might look like two different. I can kind of manipulate like the
so
speed
it's the same,
of it.
Okay, so it's the same pitch. It's just your growth of being able to control it
being
better.
Able to manipulate it a little bit,
and put it where you want.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's what I'm saying. That's the next step for it is to be able to do that instead of just ripping it off every time and being like, well, hopefully it's either a strike or the guy swings, you know? Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, that's just pitching. That's the next step in everybody, whether it's the slider, your fastball, it's just so many different things.
I have a question because I notice these little things. You often will rub your pitching hand into the dirt.
Yeah.
And I never see pitchers doing this. I see them going to the rosin bag. Of course, we've seen stuff that's not legal that they're going to. Guys will lick their fingers and so-called wipe it off on their uniform or at least fake like they're wiping it off. But you go to the dirt.
Yeah, I don't like my hand at all, quote-unquote, sticky. I like it like powdery. Like,
well, dirt will do that.
It'll do it.
That's why I'm wondering, because the guys want to have... I mean, it's the total opposite of like the spider tack that's illegal.
It is. That's what I'm saying. It's the complete opposite. And I just don't, I don't know. It's something I've kind of always done. I just don't like any, like, I don't want to say grip because I obviously need grip. But I don't know. That's how I like the ball.
Wow. Because I see you doing that and I don't see any other pitchers doing it.
Yeah. I don't, nobody else I think does it.
I haven't noticed anyone else.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I like the feel of it.
All right. All right. We're going to talk about teammates. We're going to talk about New Year's Eve wedding coming up when we return with Nick Lodolo.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back with the... Can I call you a newlywed still?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm what month are we in? May?
Yeah.
5 months?
Okay, let's take everyone back. New Year's Eve wedding.
Yeah.
And what was the decision? Why New Year's Eve wedding?
You know, we were trying to find a time, and we knew that everyone usually goes to a party or something on New Year's Eve, so we said, why not ours? You know, and my wife, just for the longest time, too, was like, I want a New Year's Eve wedding.
Really?
Yeah. She wanted one. So, you know, she got it.
Yeah. Now going forward, your anniversary, I mean, it is going to be tough to find places to go.
True. But, you know, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not forgetting that one.
That is an excellent point. That's a tough one to forget.
I would not forget it.
You wouldn't, but still, that's built in there. That's like everyone knows what New Year's Eve is. So everyone's going to be celebrating your anniversary every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. My birthday's on December 30th. So I always got on my mom, not got on her, but, you know, like teased her a little bit. Couldn't you have waited one more day? Because then everyone would be celebrating my birthday. Growing up, like when you're in your 20s or whatever, people would be like, dude, I can't go out. I'm saving up for tomorrow night. So my birthday was always very low key.
Nobody wanted to do anything.
No one wanted to do anything. But I can't, I'm going out tomorrow night, man. I can't go out tonight. So I would end up celebrating birthdays often on New Year's Eve. So I get that. So How's it been going though? This marriage thing, because it's
great. It's,
I mean, you guys were together, obviously. Yeah, I mean, we had been, but it's a game changer still.
Yeah, I mean, last month I guess would it be our technically our dating anniversary. So it'd been 9 years.
9 years. Now, where'd you meet?
High school.
High school.
Yeah, we started
high
dating
school sweetheart.
Junior year of high school.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean,
which
I
guess, high school?
She went to the public school in our town called Bonita High School. And I went to a private boys school.
And this is SoCal?
In SoCal, yeah. Called Damien High School is where I went.
Okay. But now you guys are residing in Texas.
Fort Worth.
Now, did she go? She didn't go to TCU. Did she go to TCU?
No, she did not go to TCU.
Okay.
No, she was at home. And then she finished at ASU. Speech language pathology is what she graduated with. But, I mean, yeah, she technically went to TCU. During baseball season, she was there a lot.
Yeah. So she's good with living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys like it down there?
Yeah, we love it there. It's a great spot, you know?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed my time at TCU. She enjoyed it.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah. And it's just, it's a great community. And like I said, that's where a lot of our friends are now. Obviously, we still got our friends from high school and stuff, but even those people are a little spread out. So, you know, it's a good place for us to be. It's where I train in the off season. I got a good group of like pro guys just that went to TCU that also train there.
And they let you come back willingly to use the facilities?
Yeah, everything. It's perfect.
Haven't hit you up for donations yet?
I wouldn't say that. But no, it's great. We love it. We got a new addition. We got a dog in spring training.
This year?
Yeah. So I guess that's the only difference of being married this weekend. We have a dog now.
Oh, yeah. That's like have a, you know, they're fully dependent on you. So that's like having a child.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. What kind of dog?
Cocker Spaniel.
Nice. Name?
Millie.
Millie. Where'd the name come from?
Just we were looking up names online.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So you love having the dog?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, it's definitely nice when you come home. She'll keep you busy for sure.
Unconditional love, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter. If you have a terrible day, it doesn't matter. They don't care.
Yeah, you look at her and you're like, it's life's not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I have two dogs, so it's. I look forward to, particularly after a bad day.
Yeah.
Just come home and they're just.
They're there for you every time.
They're there for you, just full of love, man. Yep. They're full of love. I love it. Have we changed? Are we listening to music at all now? Are we?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a good amount of country music.
This is breaking news, too, as well.
Yeah.
Nick Lodolo is now listening to music.
Yeah. Not an outrageous amount by any means. But, yeah.
Are you listening enough to have choose your walkout song?
Yeah, I have a walkout song.
Did you choose it?
Not really. Some friends at home that I play with at TCU chose it.
And what is it?
It's by Kid Cudi. It's called Tequila Shots.
Okay, I should have known that.
Which actually, I think in the song, though, it has nothing to do with tequila or shots. So I don't really know why it's called that.
Well, why did they pick this song for
you? I don't
know.
I'll be honest. I haven't even listened to like the whole thing or the words.
Oh, my gosh. But you're just rolling with it?
Yeah, it sounds good. So, actually, some guy in San Diego had it as his walkout, too. So I'm like, oh, all right. That can't be that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. Now, when you're warming up, do you hear it? Do you?
No, not at all.
See, some guys, they'll choose their... Not only choose their walk-up music, but they will like, okay, I need you to play it from 19 seconds to 38 seconds. That's the part I want you to play.
Yeah.
Because that pumps me up.
I mean, if you're like into music and stuff, I could definitely see that. Like, you're like, man, this gets me going, gets me locked in. But for me, yeah, I think they just started from the beginning.
So you're still, when you're in the car, you're still not listening to music or?
Not really. Occasionally. Honestly, that's my time. I make all my calls. So when I'm a lot of times at home, my wife and the dog now, it's kind of just us. And then it's like when I'm in the car, I make my phone calls. You know, like it's not like I need to have music or anything. I enjoy talking with people. So that's when a lot of times I make them.
Is your wife into music?
Not really. She's not huge into it. I mean, she definitely, she has her
music.
We've
got a match made in heaven.
Yeah, she's not huge into it.
So when you guys are in the car, is it just you talking?
She's, a lot of times, yeah.
She's just not like, hey, put on, she won't put on some music?
She will occasionally, but nothing like where it's like, hey, we need to have music, you know? I don't know. We like conversation.
That's good. I'd love it. It is unusual for baseball players.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, it's definitely.
Because there's music going all the time.
Yeah. But you know, one thing too is like, I feel like I've heard so much music now too that like, I'm like, oh, I know this song. And then when someone's like, who sings it? Or like, what's the name? I'm lost. But like, I know it. Well, yeah. I don't really know it. It's familiar, but.
So how are you with this music on the plane? Because that thing's rocking.
Yeah, I'll be honest. But I feel like I know a good amount of it.
Really?
Well, or at least I've heard it.
All I heard here in the back is like the loudest bass.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, there's probably 90% of the flight that I don't even know that there's music going on because it's so like, you're so used to it, you know? I don't know.
You're such the simple man. Is there anything unusual that people might not guess about you, might not know about you?
Unusual?
Or not unusual, but different, something that might surprise people.
I'm not left-handed.
We have discussed this before.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my go-to one.
Yeah. Which is crazy for those just listening and maybe didn't listen to, I guess it was last year's pod.
Well, okay. I am obviously left-handed.
But you throw baseball left-handed. Throw football right-handed.
Yeah.
You eat
right-handed. Yeah, I do everything right-handed.
You write right-handed.
Yeah, like if I played dodgeball with like, you know those like big like jelly ball things, I would throw that right-handed. I don't know.
Crazy. What's the velo on the dodgeball?
I mean,
can you get it up pretty good right-handed?
Yeah, I mean, it would be good, but it wouldn't be like something you'd be like, wow, like that's really coming out. But it would be like, it would look normal for sure.
And you could throw a football like 40 yards maybe right-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nuts. You have to throw it, like I said.
I couldn't do it left-handed. No chance.
You couldn't throw a football left-handed?
Not 40 yards. No way. I could probably throw it like 20, 25.
But you could throw a baseball a mile left-handed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird concept. I couldn't tell you why.
Give me something you do left-handed. Golf?
Yeah, I do golf left-handed.
If you were to hit?
Yeah, I'd be left-handed.
Are you glad you don't have to hit anymore?
I think yes and no. I mean, I think there's perks to both. I wish I could hit so I could have one base hit in the show.
That's true. Yeah.
So I could say I have a hit. Yeah. That one would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's like, I mean, you see the way guys are throwing nowadays, you'd be like, I'm probably not going to hit that regardless.
Yeah. Well, it does keep you in the game longer because there's no double, you know.
Yeah, that it does.
Pitcher spot coming up in a rally, fifth or sixth inning. Yeah. Sometimes they'll pull you, which is, I would never pull you until you're done. So seriously, if you've got seven in you, man, we're rolling with it.
Yeah,
so.
I guess it really does change the game. I never really thought of that.
All big time.
I feel like I've only kind of played the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
DH.
So. Oh, yeah. For National League ball, I mean, the pitcher spot would come up, man. It's a one-run game or low-scoring game, and you're facing a pitcher that's really tough, and you know, one run will win the game.
Yeah.
You roll the dice, and you hit for that guy, so that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Did they, when you were young, was it tough for your parents to figure out whether you're right or left?
No, my dad just said I always picked up a baseball left-handed, and like the bigger the ball, it would like go into my other hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. There's nothing crazy. Like when I in like grade school and stuff, like play quarterback, like I threw the ball right handed. My family, like in California too, I played water polo. My brother was big in that. Went to college for like swimming and stuff. So I played some water polo. I would throw the ball right handed.
Wow.
A lot of different things. Yeah.
How big were you when you were a quarterback? How tall are you now?
6'6".
Hey, you're not 6'7"?
No, I'm not 6'7". All right. Shoes on, probably. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird concept. So
it really is. I think just for giggles, you ought to throw a pitch right-handed in there just to confuse people. Just all of a sudden, don't even tell anyone. Just like all there's of a sudden, just rear up and throw one right-handed.
There's a kid in college I saw. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
That does both.
Yeah.
And I think he's supposed to be pretty legit.
And so. You got to have a manipulated glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
To do it.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking teammates when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, every time we take a shot in the dugout, the starting pitchers, it never fails. You guys are always sitting together on a bench. It's all five of you, always all together.
Yeah.
Is this, the herd just migrates together?
Pretty much. Yeah, there's no, I mean, we're just always around each other, you know?
Yeah.
Whether we're talking ball or something else, random.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, everybody's kind of in on the conversation.
Now, when you're talking ball, what is the, now that you've added Montas to the deal, who likes to talk.
Frankie loves talking ball.
Loves it. Like, you could, it was amazing in spring training when I was just getting to know him. I would just stop, you know, and we would say hi, and I would ask him one question. And then 15 minutes later, we're still talking ball. And mm-hmm. he's just walking into, you know, he's got stuff to do. He just loves to talk ball.
He does. Yeah, for sure. I would say like a majority of what we're talking about is like whoever's throwing that day, kind of like what they're doing well, or if they're like, we know what they do well and they're not getting to it. It's like, all right, he's not getting to this. But a lot of it too is like, I mean, we watch each other's bullpens. So like we see what each other are working on nonstop. Yeah. And it's kind of like, hey, like your slider here, that looked a lot better like from what we were talking about like the day before, and like just a lot of different things like that, grips, you know, like there's just it's a lot of, like you're talking about stuff within the game,
yeah,
like that's going on in front of you, or stuff that, hey, I saw this yesterday, or I wasn't really doing this, like one guy might have an adjustment that could help you that he thinks about versus like one guy might have something that
right.
doesn't help you at all, you know, but yeah, it's just it's talking shop.
How much have you learned?
A ton. You know, it's probably a lot more than you even think about.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't be like, hey, like I really learned this from that. But it's like he thinks like this and be like, oh, I think like that too. Like there's a lot of times like Hunter this year too, like we're talking and he's like, oh, dude, I thought I was the only one that thought like that. And it's like, no, like that's how I'm thinking. It's like, so that's why I'm saying it's like you can't, everyone has their own way. That they think about things and stuff. So you could kind of just pick up on maybe some tidbits from everybody.
Yeah. Now you guys, you mentioned watching each other's bullpen, which I think is a very cool thing and definitely a learning experience. You can learn a lot just watching another guy, particularly mm-hmm. maybe Montas, how he goes about his business. Is that voluntary or is that something that is suggested?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's something that is suggested, but that we like, you know, from
why
doing
so?
You know, from those things. So like,
yeah.
we know what everyone's working on, or like, so when they take it into a game and stuff, we're all watching and we can have those conversations and we're not just in the dark, you know, it's not mm-hmm. like, oh, what's Abbott working on today? He's not really doing this. He's doing this good. I wonder, I'm not going to go ask him in the middle of the start, you know, or you don't have to wait till the next day. And it's like, all of us are talking about it. Or like I said, it's like, we know he's working with this. He can, for example, he asked me about it. And it's like, this is what I do. And it's like, oh, I didn't think of that. It's just like I said, it's just so many different things that could go into it.
Yeah. What? Who's the funny guy in that group?
Everybody on a given day.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's got...
Are you dropping some funnies in there?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes!
Everybody is, you know? Everyone likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
It's just part of... being with the boys.
Well, you guys have the life. I've always said it, if you're Like if you're not very good, it's a rough life. But if you're a good pitcher, and you get every 5 days is when you throw, and you throw a bullpen in between, and you do your work. But man, that's the life. That's what I'm picking right there. If someone said, "What do you want to be?" I'll be, "I'm going to be a good starting pitcher."
Yeah, it's great when you throw well.
Yeah,
and team wins. If not, you're like, I got to wait 5 days.
Ah, yeah.
You know. So like I said, that's true. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I didn't think of
it. It's like, I got to wait 5 days to avenge myself. Or it's like, all right, that was a good one. I got 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, and then do it again.
What's it like when you don't throw well and you have to wait?
You're chomping at the bit to get back at it.
Do you think about it all the time?
Yeah, because you're like, especially because you'll go and throw your bullpen like 2 or 3 days later. And you're like, that's the fix. That's all I had to do. And you're like, I just need to get back out there. You know, or if, like vice versa, you throw well and you're like, man, I mean, it's definitely easier to sit with yourself there.
Yeah.
But you're like, I want to keep rolling. Like, let's keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely, I would say, harder when you don't throw as well because you're chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Yeah. What, is there anyone that's giving you trouble? I mean, you have a track record, but it's not like you've faced guys a ton over and over. But is there anyone that you're like, oh man, I got to find a way to get this guy out? Have you come across that yet? We're still in the infant stages of your career.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really faced people that much to keep to say like this guy is the one guy. I mean, obviously some guys are going to give you better at bats than others. It's the nature of the game. Like just some guys are really good hitters. Some guys see things better from the side. So like there's certain guys that just give really good at bats, but nothing that I'm like, man, like no matter what I do, you know, this guy's seen me 15 times. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, well, not that I can't do it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How, I'll turn you loose here in a minute. How much you guys talk about as a group, how good, I mean, you guys as a group have talent to be a good staff. Mm-hmm. One that carries the team. Do you guys talk about collectively how good you guys can be?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely talk about it. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, starting pitching sets the tone, you know? And every single day that we go out there, we show up to the ballpark feeling like we're going to win today because we know we got someone running out there who's going to give us a quality start.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great feeling. We were talking about that last week. It's like every single day when we get here, we're running somebody out there that is going to give us a very competitive start.
Now I'm gonna turn you on to some music here, rolling out. This is by the great Cam Miller, and it's the Gym Day podcast theme song. It's spreading across the country. It has not yet hit the Billboard Top 100, but it's on its way someday. Actually, not. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. I love the insight. Congratulations on the New Year's Eve wedding. And I guarantee you, me and thousands and millions of people will be celebrating your anniversary again.
Awesome.
Coming up, your first anniversary. And good luck down the road. And thanks for hanging out with us here on the Gym Day podcast. Cam Miller, hit it.
Baseball present. Baseball past. Gonna share a few stories. Gonna